Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Hello and welcome back into the Arrowhead Pride podcast, we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Steven Serta. Chiefs had an off day on Sunday, but they got things underway again on Monday morning. We heard from Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, new defensive tackle Jaron Reed, as well as former Denver Bronco, now Kansas City Chiefs safety Will Parks, and local product wide receiver Darius Shepherd. We'll go in that order, Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy, followed by defensive tackle Jaron Reed. Then we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, you'll hear from safety Will Parks, as well as wide receiver Darius Shepherd. But first, here's Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy.
How you guys doing? It's good to see everyone in person. This is some good stuff. Okay, it feels good to be back out here for training camp. The guys are working hard. Obviously, we just gonna continue chopping wood. We know what our goals are and expectations, but it don't mean nothing if we don't take care of business on a day-to-day basis. So with that said, I'm all ears.
Eric, just today with practice, I saw you get a little animated out there with the winter performance. Just overall, kind of give you your just what you thought of it.
Well, obviously, you know, being a competitor, we all want it to be perfect. But we understand the ebb and flow of practice. Sometimes you have good days. Sometimes the guys on the other side have good days. The only thing that you want to see is guys making sure that they continue to play with the effort that we expect them to play with. And then when it's all said and done, we'll coach it up on tape and just clean it up. So today we didn't have a very good day, but I'll have an opportunity to really evaluate it once we go in there and take a look at it on tape.
Eric, this is still early, and I know the pads are tomorrow, but from Lucas Niang to Trey Smith to Creed Humphrey, just what have you seen that's given you confidence in what those guys can do moving forward?
You know what? I'm very excited about those young guys. Coach Heck is a hell of a coach. He does a great job of communicating. He's done a great job over the years of teaching. He has a way with those guys. Those guys are doing a good job. Are they right where we need them to be right now? No, but that's what training camp is for. In fact, you know, as bad, you know, as you hate to see mistakes made, it's almost good because now you can go out there and take a look at it on tape and have those guys learn from their mistakes. So right now, these guys are doing a heck of a job. They're learning the strain to finish. And when it's all said and done, what Coach Heck is doing an outstanding job of collectively getting those guys to learn how to play together.
Yeah, and I kind of asked LaRon Jermaine Tardif this a couple days ago, but because all three of them are playing together, Is that somewhat beneficial than it just being one rookie with four veterans in camp like this?
No, it forces all of them to be accountable to one another, because at that position, you have to communicate. You have to have awareness, and you got to stay in contact with each other. So it forces those guys to talk to one another, which is a great thing. So all the little things that they're not doing is going to help them as we continue to build.
Just, what have you seen, if anything, from Nicole Harden that lets you know he's ready for a bigger role if you guys choose to use him that way this year?
You know what? McCullough's done a great job of coming back to camp in shape like he always does, but you're still seeing that explosive power. He's working on his releases, and he's just fine-tuning the little things. We're excited about him. Not only are we excited about him, but also, too, you got McCole. He knows he has Pringle on his back, D-Rob, you know, a number of guys, Cornell, Callaway, and, I mean, the list continues. But McCole is doing a heck of a job. He's working hard, and he's working on the details to help him to improve each and every day.
That first interception today that Willie got, was that a wrong route or a bad ball?
Which one? I'm sorry.
The first interception, the one that was kind of over the middle, a little bit on the left. Mm-hmm. There.
I put it this way. In my opinion, from what I remember, it was just a poorly executed play. We need to execute better.
I also wanted to ask you about another new guy, Jerick McKinnon. What sort of different element does he bring to the running back?
You know what? Jerick has been in this league for a number of years. He brings experience, okay? He brings special teams play because he's been a four-phase special teams player. On top of that, the kid's just a dynamic football player. So I think with him being in that room, he's going to help deep. Andy's going to help Clyde. He's going to help those guys to grow. But on top of that, he can help us in many different ways, giving us a nice little change of pace.
Eric, I wanted to ask you about the draft picks. What are your initial impressions of both Noah Gray and then Cordell Powell?
You know what? Those guys are working hard every day. They're doing a hell of a job. Are they right where we need them to be? Not quite. But I will say this. Every day I'm seeing them improve upon something. Now, are they making mistakes? Yes. Mistakes happen. And like I said, you want to encourage them, because when they do make a mistake, it's not about that particular play. It's what are they going to do the next time they have an opportunity to get out there. So the good thing is that both those guys are working their tails off. They've found a way to make plays each and every day. And so the thing that we want them to do is just to continue to strive to be at their best.
You think Tyree's actually faster than Usain Bolt?
Listen, I'm not getting into that. If he wants to race it, you know, so be it. I don't know when that's going to take place. It'll probably take place sometime next offseason. But I'll be curious to see Usain Bolt run. Now, here's the thing. I truly believe that Tyreek can run. When we start talking about these legends, I'm going to err on the legend. And I love Tyreek, okay? But I'm going to err on the Olympic gold medalist, you know what I mean? And that's not to say I don't love him, you know what I mean? I love Tyreek, but I'm going to err on the legend.
Eric, how much of a difference do you see in Clyde Edwards-Helaire this year, this training camp, compared to his rookie training camp?
You know what? He's doing a heck of a job. He's obviously, it's year two, so he understands exactly where we want him in the pass game. So it's good seeing him get out there and mix it up a little bit. He has a better understanding of what's going on with the protection. So he's doing a good job in the run game, as he always does. But I think overall, he's just finding his rhythm, because now it ain't the first time that he's doing it again. You know what I mean? It's now he's done it. He's been there. He's had an opportunity to evaluate himself throughout the offseason. And now he's just out there being comfortable and playing football.
Hey, Coach, y'all signed Darius Shepherd after a mandatory mini camp. You know, a local kid from the spring. What intrigued y'all about him to bring him into camp to get a look at him?
You know what? The kid is a sharp kid. He's a very smart kid. Joe's doing a heck of a job with him, with all those guys, obviously. And the thing that I love about him, wherever you put him in, he finds a way to make the play the right way. He runs very good routes. He has a little quick twitch in him. And also, too, the kid has great hands. So he's been fun to watch, and he's been fun to work with.
Eric, the last time we talked to you, you were disappointed we didn't ask you about 20-0. I didn't want to disappoint you again this time. So you have any thoughts on that?
I'll say this. If our guys are not striving to be at the best, then there's a problem. So, yes, everybody wants to go undefeated, and that's a huge challenge, okay? But if we're not striving for perfection, we want to make sure we fall short by falling short to the moon. So if we want to reach to the stars, let's go to the moon. Let's make sure that we're doing everything under the sun. So what am I saying about that? Like today, okay? Today we had an off day. We got to make sure that we get back to business and making those daily and monthly deposits. We got to make sure we're making the necessary deposits when we're out there on the field, helping us to improve so we can be at our best when those opportunities present itself.
You like it when Pat puts that out there.
Yes, I have no problem with what Pat said.
Hey, Coach, you've had Jody Fortune now for a couple of training camps. Started out as a tight end, back to wide receiver, now he's back to tight end. Where is he in his development? And tell me if my eyes are deceiving me out there, but he seems to be making quite a few plays.
You know what? Jody's doing a heck of a job. And obviously, he's benefiting because he's had an offseason where he can go out there and work. All right. And then on top of that, he has an opportunity to come back after going through that process of having the offseason of OTAs and going out here for training camp. And Jody has made the necessary steps to help put him in position to make, you know, some tough decisions around here. So at the end of the day, we want Jody to continue to work. Now, obviously, everything changes when we put the pads on, but we want him to continue being who he is and making sure that he understands that every play is by far the most important on a day-to-day basis.
How much would you like to see him also contribute on special teams?
I would love to. And understand this. I always tell these young guys every single day, all right, there's an imaginary sign at the front door in Kansas City, and there's an imaginary sign right outside that locker room hiring all positions. Okay? So make sure when you step out in that locker room, when you put on that uniform, you're interviewing for a job. So every opportunity you have to go out there and show something, put it on tape.
Tomorrow, when you do get the pads up with the new offensive line guys across the board,
What are you looking for? I mean, is communication the most important part? Are you looking for attitude? What do you really need to see?
It's all that. You want to see these guys communicate at all levels. On top of that, you want to see them line up and play hard together. You want to see them strain to finish. But it's one thing about an offensive line group, they all have to work on gelling and making sure that they're on the same page. I will say this, they got a heck of an O-line coach that's done a heck of a job with them. So far, so good. We come out here tomorrow with the pads on, you know, now we continue to roll.
Anyone else? Thanks, everyone. Thanks,
you. You guys take care.
Did they tell you up front, hey, the idea is that you come in here, we're thinking about playing Chris Moore on the edge, and that's going to be really your spot?
Yeah, that's something we talked about, you know, discussing the versatility. To use with Chris Jones, you know, I predominantly play three technique, but I also play nose. So, you know, we just got versatility all along the line. Everybody can play every position. We all cross train.
What are those discussions like with Chris, just on this line so far in training camp, and how you feel that's meshing so far?
Say one more time, sorry.
What are those discussions like with Chris when you know you're helping him out playing interior? Those discussions so far training camp.
Yeah, well, we all just help each other out. You know, we give each other our tips and tendencies and things we all can work better on. But we all work collectively as a group.
You got three rookie offensive linemen out there, you know, in Humphrey, Smith, and Niang. What are you seeing from some of the young guys out there when you go up against them in practice?
Oh, they're doing a good job, you know, I think, especially as rookies. We know it's the NFL, so, you know, everybody got to put their big boy pants on to play ball, you know, learning as we go. We all continue to learn, no matter if our first year, second year, sixth year, we all continue to learn and grow as players.
The pads come on tomorrow. How, as a defensive lineman, how much do you look forward to that opportunity, especially with the one-on-ones against the offensive lineman?
It's real football. You know, you put the pads on, it's when you let the pads do the talking. That's the time we really get the thump, you know, get the wrinkles out and everything get going. It's an exciting day.
Darren, what are your early impressions of Steve Spagnuolo's playbook, and why is the defensive scheme perhaps a good fit?
And I like it. It's different than what I've been in, but, you know, everything works, and we just execute the plays as called.
When the defense is intercepting passes off of Mahomes, what does that make you feel like at this point in time in training camp when you guys are creating big plays on defense?
That's what we're supposed to do, you know, get the ball, you know, create turnovers. That's good, because that's what we're going to do during the season. So everything starts in practice.
You've been reunited with Frank. I know it's still early in camp, but what's that process been like, knowing how much you guys fall through the offseason?
Frank is my guy, you know, and I'm here to play ball with everybody, you know, not just Frank. But of course, you know, we have the chemistry and we have that, you know, togetherness. That's my, you know, one of my close friends outside of football. You know, it's good to get back to it with everybody along the defensive line.
What you focus on this offseason, and what are some of your personal goals going into this year?
Just getting better in my all-around game, continue to get better, continue to learn, get in here, get the playbook, you know, work my butt off, you know, under respect to my teammates.
Is there a guy maybe you came into camp not being so close with that maybe y'all are pals now?
Yeah, just mainly the defensive line. You know, I really didn't know most of those guys besides Chris and Frank. And now, you know, I'm getting close with all those guys.
How much did Frank's presence here play a role in your being here?
I'm going to play a good role, but, you know, this is a great team. This is a team that's based on winning. You know, they're based on hard work, and I want to join that. You know, when you're winning like that, you know, it creates an environment that you want to be a part of.
What stands out to most of you? Now that you've been here for a little while, what stands out to just most of you about this team and the expectations?
They work very hard, you know, and that's very appreciative because, you know, it actually shows, you know, when game time hits, they win for a reason. And when you actually inside the walls, you see why they're winning.
Is that all? Thank you.
This message comes from Apple Card. Earn up to 3% daily cash back on every purchase every day. Then grow it at 4.50% annual percentage yield when you open a savings account with Apple Card. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card subject to credit approval. Savings available to Apple Card owners subject to eligibility. Savings accounts provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back into the Arrowhead Pride podcast from the podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. Going to keep things moving along with safety Will Parks as well as wide receiver Darius Shepherd.
Hey, Will, you've obviously played in Denver, so you've been a part of this rivalry, but from the Broncos side of the house. Now that you're here in the Chiefs, what's your perspective on the dynamics of that rivalry?
It's pretty deep. Obviously, you know, when I was in Denver, the Chiefs had our number for years, so now I'm on the other side and doing everything I can to put myself in the best position to succeed each and every day. I'm here with Kansas City, so I'm very excited to be here and happy to be at training camp.
After being on the other side, going against this offense in real games, what's it like to now join forces with Mahomes and Kelce Hill and not have to worry about trying to stop them?
I get to look at the miraculous, amazing throws every day. Seeing those guys practice and compete each and every day. And the way they communicate on that side of the ball throughout practice is exciting for me to see. So that gets me ready every day knowing that I'm going to get the best of the best each and every day. So, I look forward to seeing that every time.
What have you learned about the Chiefs being here that you didn't know when you were playing against them?
I can go on and on and on, but I think the best thing about being here is the camaraderie of the locker room. It's a lot of togetherness in there. A lot of guys smiling faces every day. Guys come in and work. Being around Tyrann Mathieu, it's probably one of those things that's kind of a joy to me. He's one of my favorite guys in the league, but to be on the side with him and the way he comes in every day kind of reminds me of myself, just so wired, talking to himself. You know, when we wake up, we see lions and wolves. You know, it's just so many things I can go on and on about, but I think the locker room is probably the biggest thing I'm adjusting to.
And that's not true everywhere?
No, it's true everywhere. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just super, super, super dynamic here. You know, I mean, it's a winning organization and stuff like that, so it's just different.
What are your expectations just for yourself as far as your role and just the how you see yourself fitting in with the team?
Well, I mean, you know, throughout my career, I've been a versatile player, whether that's playing dime, nickel, both safety and stuff like that. It's kind of how I see myself here. That's kind of how it's been throughout the practice and stuff like that, just adjusting to the new scheme and stuff like that. So I think, wherever the coaches at the end of the day want me to play at, that's where I'm going to best suit myself.
You mentioned your versatility because you have played safety and you have played the nickel. What kind of mentality is required for a player like yourself to know that at any given moment, you can line up anywhere?
I think the biggest thing is, knowing your role, knowing what to do, knowing your assignment. That's the biggest thing. And in this defense, there's a lot going on back there, especially in the secondary. So I think just, honing into the small details, you know, one trigger might, switch up the defense and stuff like that. So I think, put myself and applying myself, throughout the playbook and stuff like that.
Certainly you can, but what's your comfort level with Spagnuolo's playbook?
Oh man, I think I'm almost there, man. It's probably about quick little 2%, but like I just said, those the small adjustments and stuff like that. Once I hone into them details, it's gonna be rock and roll.
Well, how would you describe Steve as a teacher, particularly in the secondary, given that's where he started his coaching career?
Oh man, Spag's pretty much hands on. You can see him out there on the field, talking to guys. Sometimes after plays, you did the right thing or not. I mean, he's pretty much hands-on with his detail and stuff like that. He's a very, very, very detailed kind of coach and gets you right each and every day. So that's exciting to be with that guy.
Same type of question with Dave Merritt and Sam Madison, guys working in the secondary. What's it been like working with them so far?
Two former players. Obviously, Sam Madison, if you don't know him, legendary cornerback. So, just like I said, and I think the biggest thing with those two guys is they're on one accord. And stuff like that. So it makes it easy for you to adjust to a playbook, especially in a playbook like this, and makes your job a whole lot easier.
What's it like picking his brain, Tyrann Mathieu?
That's my guy. Being a lead for 6 years now, I always watch his game, and to be quite frankly, he watched me play too, so that's exciting. When a guy like that say, yo, you can play football. So, like I said, I think the biggest thing, and we've been pretty much close ever since I came here throughout OTAs. I almost slept in his room 2 nights ago before curfew too. So, I mean, that's just how much we've been bonding here. So, I'm excited.
Anyone else? Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Will.
Yes, sir.
How does an Andy Reid practice compare to a Chris Kleiner practice?
Man, I mean, we're out here working. It's kind of like a track meet with how much you throw the ball around. You know, Coach Kleiman, we're running the ball in that power system. So it's fun to be out here throwing it around.
Playing in Blue Springs, obviously, you know about the Chiefs. But was there a chance when you thought to yourself, I want to play for them, and then all of a sudden the reality comes true? And what are your thoughts now that you're here?
Yeah, I mean, when you're in, second grade and you're asked what you want to do when you grow up, it's be a Kansas City Chiefs football player. So, that's kind of the dream up until college. And I was kind of like, it doesn't really matter where I go. And then to get that phone call and to find out there's an opportunity, I was super excited to come be a part of this.
You've gone from catching passes from Aaron Rodgers to now potentially with Patrick Mahomes. What's the difference in the velocity of the football and different angle? I mean, what do you have to do as a receiver to adjust to his throws coming from Rodgers?
I don't think much to adjust to. I just think they're both, you know, top-level quarterbacks. They're both fierce competitors. It's super exciting to play those high-level guys. It makes it a lot easier on receivers, too. You just get to be a sponge and take up their, like, you know, their knowledge and to be playing with them. It's really special.
There's with your dad, did you guys bond over the Chiefs? I'm a Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. Did he kind of bring you up in this?
Yeah, that's pretty much where I probably got it from. Is just, you know, he was a diehard Chiefs fan, so I kind of came along that way, too. And, you know, we'd watch games on Sundays, talk about the different guys throughout the years, whether it was Tony Gonzalez, Priest Holmes, Dante Hall, whoever, you know, just taking pieces of their game and trying to go emulate it in the backyard.
Did you kind of think what he would think of you doing this?
Yeah, I think he'd be super proud, man. I wish he could be up there watching. That'd be really cool. But I'm trying to go out here and work each day and make my family proud.
How many times did you see a game at Arrowhead as a kid?
I probably came to maybe two. So not a lot of opportunities, but when I was there, it was really fun to soak it in and be that close to the action. It's like it's a really cool experience in Arrowhead. And getting to play there a couple years back, that's probably my favorite game by far.
Coming out of high school, when you don't have, you know, the top-level D1 offer, does this dream kind of, you know, take a back seat, or do you still think of the NFL constantly?
I think you got to take it one day at a time at that point. You know, you can't look too far ahead. You got to be in the moment. So I knew if I went to North Dakota State, I'd have an opportunity if I took care of business. So went there, tried to do my thing, and ended up here. So it's just one day at a time, really.
You know, for NFL receivers, I mean, you really have to put a lot of the work in during the offseason. What have you been doing the last few years? I know, because I know you've worked locally here, too, a little bit, working out.
Yeah, you know, normally I'm local in the offseason. I've gotten with a couple quarterbacks that are local guys and thrown with them. And then one of my really good friends is Devontae Bosby, who he was here in, I think, maybe 15, who played for the Raiders now. We do a lot of work together since he's a DB, so it helps give me different looks. And he's been in the league a while, so I get some tips and experience from him. But just trying to stay sharp and always find ways to develop my craft each year.
Any specific things that you worked on for this season?
Yeah, really just getting on better at my releases, route running, trying to increase speed. Being in Green Bay, Devontae Adams, I took a lot of tips from him. So trying to work on all those things, and now being here with these guys, it's a lot more to learn too.
A lot of competition right now, obviously, at the wide receiver position. It's pretty deep. What do you need to do between now and August 31st to prove to the Chiefs, hey, I belong here?
Yeah, I think I need to show up each day, be consistent, handle my business, and make plays that come my way.
You mentioned Devontae Adams. Did you pay attention to all that drama going on with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, or was that just out of sight, out of mind?
Out of sight, out of mind, man. We're Kansas City Chiefs now. We're here to win the Super Bowl.
Anything else? All right, thanks, Sarius.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Will.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval, terms apply.